Greetings and welcome to Vayikra, a special podcast series. We're doing five podcasts a week on the weekly parasha through Sefer Vayikra. Today we'll begin our study of Parashat Tzav. Parashat Tzav is made up of two sections. The first section, which comprises chapters 6 and 7, is Torat HaKorbanot, the particular laws and details involved in offering up the Korbanot. And it ends with a summary pair of psukim that summarizes the entire seven chapters of Torat HaKorbanot. And the final chapter, Perak Chet, is a description of Kiddush HaKohanim, which was commanded in Parshat Tetzaveh, and now it is fulfilled, and the Kohanim have become sanctified, so that we are ready at the end of Parshat Tzav to introduce the narrative of the dedication of the Mishkan, the Yom HaShmini, and everything that will follow. An obvious question is why Parshat Tzav repeats, as it were, the Korbanot that we had in Parshat Vayikra, and that in a different order. The order that we had in Parshat Vayikra was Olah, Mincha, if it's a subset of Olah or a different Korban, Shlamim, and then Chatat and Asham, following the order of voluntary to obligatory. In Parashat Tzav, on the other hand, the order that we have is Olah, Mincha, Chatat, Asham, and Shlamim. And it is noticeable that the Shlamim has been moved to the end. And the two questions really answer each other, is that Parashat Vayikra is addressed to Bnei Yisrael. It's Daber Bnei Yisrael Martal Dehem Adam Ki Akriv. And as we posited in the podcasts from the Parashat Vayikra, the entire piece is addressed to the Bnei Yisrael, who have the same desire that Moshe has at the beginning, to come close to God, and this is the vehicle of coming close to God. And really what happens after they offer, although it is described in the Parsha, is none of their business. So that you bring an ox, you bring a lamb, you bring a goat, you bring a bird, you bring grain, whatever it might be that you bring because you want to come close, and for whatever reason, you're bringing that particular item. It is fully gone. And you get no benefit from it, and whether it is all offered up on the altar, whether the Kohanim will be getting the pelt, as in the case of the Olah, or whether the Kohanim will actually be eating almost all of it, as in the case of the grain offering, in any case, you've given everything up. Parshat Tzav comes from a whole different perspective. It's Tzav et Aharon. It is God commanding Moshe to talk to Aharon and his sons about how to offer the Korbanot. And that's why it's called Torat HaKorbanot. Torat HaOlah, Torat HaMincha, Torat HaChatat, Torat HaAsham, and then Torat HaShlamim. Every one of them is introduced with that phrase, Zot Torat Ha, and then the name of the Korban. And it describes how they're to offer it, and most critically, what's to be done afterwards. And so therefore, the Olah is all offered up. The mincha, the grain offering, is eaten by the Kohanim, in the oel, in the azara, within the klayim. It is eaten by the Kohanim, only the male Kohanim, kol zachar b'kohanim yochalana. Then the chatat and the asham, who the same rule applies, eaten by the Kohanim, the male Kohanim, within the klayim. And then the shlamim, which is eaten by the owners and is eaten by the Kohanim, but the Kohanim also eat it as Shlamim outside in the camp. And so the order follows the level of participation and benefit of the different parties. Okay. We have a curious Korban which shows up, and we'll take over two podcasts to discuss this, which shows up at the end of Perek Vav. Perek Vav begins, of course, with Torat HaOlah, and then at Torat HaMincha. And then in Pasuk Yod Bet we have the following Korban. Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Limor. Ze Korban Aharon Uvanav Asher Yakrivu L'Adonai B'Yom Himashach Oto. Asirit Ha'ifa Solet Mincha Tamid Machzita B'Boker Machzita Ba'arev. Simple translation. This is the Korban of Aharon and his sons. Strange because We would think that all of the korbanot are korban aharon uvanav, but of course they're not, because korban is not a statement about the officiant, it's a statement about the donor, that the donor wishes to come close. We'll come back to that notion. So this is the korban of aharon uvanav, asher yakrivu. And again, yakrivu, the way we interpreted it back in Vayikra, that they are bringing themselves close to Hashem. And now, biyom himashachoto, on the day in which he is anointed. Now this is what's a little bit odd, because the way it's described here, simply in the pshat of the psukim, is this is the offering of Aharon Uvanav, meaning Aharon and his sons, so all five of them, that are going to be brought on the day on which he is anointed. It should be they are anointed, or Korban Aharon. In other words, the middle of the pasuk does not fit the beginning in number. And then we're told what the korban is, which, who's going to bring? Aharon uvanav, on the day in which they're anointed, which he's anointed, which is it? Asirit ha'efah solat mincha. It's going to be 1/10 of an ephah, and it's fine ground, as a fine ground flour, as a mincha, as a tribute. And now we get the word tamid, that it's going to be brought tamid. So there's a contradiction in the pasuk again, because it's biyom himashachoto, indicating that it's brought on one particular day, and then we're told that it's tamid, which is constant. Machatzita baboker, machatzita ba'arev. Half in the morning and half in the evening. And this, of course, immediately brings up a reminder of the one korban that is listed in Parshat's, in Sefer Shmot as part of the Mishkan service, which is the Olat Tamid, which is going to be brought one lamb in the morning, one lamb in the afternoon. Here it's one half of the Isaron in the morning, one half in the afternoon or in the evening. And then we're told how it's prepared. Amachavat. Bashemen te'asem, urbechet, unclear what urbechet means, so it's in a pan, and it's soft, perhaps, to Vienna, to fine minchat pitim, it's going to be little pieces of bread, little breads, takrif reach nichoach la'adonai, and you're going to bring it as a sweet offering to God. Now, so far, we're unclear on when it's brought, and by whom it's brought. We know how much is brought, and we know how it's brought. So, ze korban aharon uvanav, so tentatively, we'll interpret it as follows. This is the korban that's going to be brought by Aharon and his family on the day on which he is anointed, and this is what's going to be brought. But how do we interpret the word tamid here, if it's only going to be brought once on that one day? So, Ibn Ezra suggests that biyom should be understood, al pipshat, as miyom, meaning not on the day, but really from the day. From the day on which he is, anointed, and from that day on, it's going to be brought every day. That indeed is the halacha. This is called chavite kohen gadol, a korban that the kohen gadol has to bring every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Now, again, pasuk yodalad is the simplest pasuk here, even though there are words that we don't understand, tufine, because, it is simply explaining how it's going to be brought, and that it brought successfully to Reach Nichoach. And then in Tedvav, we get back to the problem of who's bringing it. HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav MiBanav Ya'aseota. Which means, within the context of the pasuk, that whichever Kohen is anointed in place of him, of his sons, which would mean, really, in fact, it turns out to be Elazar, will also do this, chok olam, as an everlasting chok. Madunai and Khalil Toktar. And Khalil Toktar fits with what the next pasuk teaches, which is that any time that a Kohen brings a mincha, it is fully burned up. So it's Khalil Toktar, it's fully burned, which of course raises the question, why prepare it as little breads, and why cook it in oil, in a pan, in whatever tufine minchat pitim means, and then just burn it all up on the mizbeach. V'chominchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo teachel. So, the first pasuk, very simple, by the Rambam, I'm going to show you more. The middle pasuk, amachavat b'shem, and again, uses some words we're not clear on, but the meaning is, and the intent of it is clear. It's describing how to make it, and it's a reach nichoach. And the last pasuk is very clear. V'chol minchat kohen kalil tiyalot teachel. Every mincha brought by a kohen is automatically all burned up, and unlike the mincha that we heard about back in Parshat Vayikra, is not going to be eaten by the kohen, but it will all be burned up. But it is pasuk 2 and 4 in this section. Ze korban Aharon uvanav and vakohen Mashiach tachtav, which are mystifying. Who's bringing it? From is it every day? Is it being brought only on that day? And to add spice to it, we understand from here that this is the korban that's going to be brought by any kohen on the first day in his life in which he does avodah, and therefore it is also referred to as the minchat chinuch, the mincha of inauguration. Was the first thing he brings. So we have the following that we need to deal with. First of all, how do we make sense of Pasuk Yod Gimel and of Pasuk Tet Vav? What is the meaning just in Pshat? Second of all, how do Chazal get from these Psukim the two different obligations, the obligation of a Korban that's brought every day by a Kohen Gadol, and that's brought once in his life by each Kohen on the first day in which he does Avodah? Third of all, how are those two related to each other? Why would the same Korban operate in those two very different levels? Fourth of all, why is this the Korban that Aharon is supposed to bring and that a Kohen is supposed to bring on his first day? Why specifically a Mincha offering? Ze Korban Aharon Uvanav. Also, we have to figure out how it's Aharon Uvanav if just Aharon is bringing it. And fifth, we understand why this Korban is not mentioned in Parshat Vayikra, because this is addressed only to the Kohanim, but why is this the point at which the halacha, that a minchat Kohen is fully burned up and not eaten at all, why is that introduced here? So we have five questions that we need to deal with in the context of the minchat chinuch, or chavitei Kohen Gadol, and in the next podcast we'll start addressing these questions in light both of some of the principles that we laid down in the previous podcasts and some new explorations. We'll see everybody in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.